Hey, it's TJ, the number one influencer for Cozy Earth. So why did I agree to endorse such a frou-frou company like Cozy Earth? Well, because they wouldn't stop begging me. And at least all their stuff is super luxurious, and they have the perfect Mother's Day gifts. Now look, I'm not gonna lie to you. You may have sticker shock right at first, but don't freak out because you're gonna get a huge 41% discount on everything because you know me. Just use my name as the code, and you're gonna save a lot of money. Go to tjriggins.com/deals for Cozy Earth and use the code TJ this Mother's Day.
Proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
You know, one of the messed up things of our that we've built in our culture now is people bragging about things that they should never ever be bragging about. They brag about things that should be kept as deep dark secrets. Because they should be ashamed, you know?
Yeah. Give me an example. I don't.
Well, there's an article in the Postie about an OnlyFans woman. She's 27. Her name is Arbella Mia. And they're writing this story about her and have interviewed her. And I'm sure they presented it to her like she's, you know, they're coming to her as a unique expert opinion on something, but they're really writing the story for the shock value of it and for people to point at her and call her a whore.
Yeah.
You know, so they don't have her best interest at heart, but she's convinced that she is being hailed as a super expert on this stuff. She's an OnlyFans model. And she shared that she sleeps with men of all different ages and isn't afraid to speak her mind when it comes to what she wants out of a romp in the sheets.
Mm.
Okay. Now, the information that she gives throughout this thing is stuff that women have been saying, women like her and sex therapists and all that have been saying for years. There's no groundbreaking perspective on anything. It's, you know, tell a man what you like. Don't be afraid to, you know, speak up or, you know, do whatever.
Okay.
Be more aggressive, all that kind of stuff. She's 27, so she's just sitting here thinking, I am just filling the world now with my insight on all of this. So she says, I'm very direct in the bedroom and have no problem showing a man what I like. Okay, and the New York Post pick this story up from Jam Press, whatever that is, because it says she told Jam Press.
Okay.
She's, you know, talks about women faking their orgasms and she'll never do that. And, you know, she tries to get women to stop doing it and tell the man what she wants and what she likes and all this stuff. But here's the thing that she's flexing on that she should not be even telling anybody. I've slept with people between the ages of 18 and 65, and it's a myth that older men are better in bed. Then she starts describing the difference. Now, they are better in this aspect than younger men and blah, 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 blah. But I could just picture her saying, well, I have slept with men from ages 18 to 65, mm-hmm. So I know what I mean. I can tell you the ins and outs of all the different age groups, all the demographics. I've had sex with all the demographics.
All of them.
Yeah.
Every age group.
Right.
Gen Z to the boomers and everything in between.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, is she pretty?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
She's not dealing any information that we didn't already know about.
No, but I mean, and you don't brag. That's not something you brag about. But then again, if you're an OnlyFans person.
Model.
Yeah. You're a smut peddler is one of my all-time old terms for pornographers. Mm-hmm. Well, pornographer is a good word too. If you're an OnlyFans pornographer.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're doing. You're putting porn out there. Pornography. You're making pornography, so you're a pornographer. And then you're wanting people to buy it, so you're smut peddling.
Yeah. peddling something.
Your whole career is smut.
Yeah. You're like a flea market of porn. You're hawking your stuff from your booth.
Yeah. I just don't think it's something to brag about. If you can run a special on price to see you making the sex films and stuff.
Yeah.
Like, hey, this month, special sign up price of 30% off or whatever.
Sure.
I don't even know how they do it.
But. I don't either. But no, this is exactly what she should be doing. If that's her occupation, she's
right
promoting her occupation.
Mm-hmm. But I'm just saying.
It does. It's not, should you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't. I can't even see myself having a.
What happened to the good old days when a young woman would leave her small town, heading out to L.A. to try to be a star, gets into the trappings of pornography, and then never wants anybody back home to know about it. Changes her name, assumes a different look and all of that stuff, and that's a big secret she's trying to keep from people that she cares about. What happened to those days?
There was a little bit of shame involved in that.
Yes.
A lot of shame, actually.
Exactly, and there should be.
No,
there should be a lot of shame.
Or more of it, is your opinion.
Yeah. No, that's a fact.
Well.
You should not be proud of being a smut peddler. That should not be something you're proud of. If you're proud of that and bragging about that, then you've got a screw loose. Something happened to you along the way.
Yeah.
But, let me say, Poison did a song, Riggins, called Fallen Angel.
Oh, my God.
And that's what it was about. A girl left her small town trying to get to Hollywood to be a actress. Ended up needing some quick cash because it wasn't going well for her. She wasn't getting no parts. And then ended up stripping and pornographing.
Oh.
Right?
Yeah.
Win big, mama's fallen angel. Lose big, losing out of life.
Oh, so
want it all, mama's fallen angel.
It was kind of a sad, sort of a cautionary tale, not a celebration of the porn, because fallen angel sounds like, she could have done something great, but she went down this road.
Yeah, she was mama's angel.
Yeah. That seems to be going against their core audience, though. Like, I would imagine a lot of pornographers like Poison.
But the video was hot as hell, man. Yeah, right? I'm telling you, it had them white girls in there. Yeah, it was a sad story, but they managed to work in some stimulation visually.
Yeah. That ain't honest. Mm. That ain't honest art, though. You can't do that. Oh, man. Fallen Angel. I'll have to check that out.
Got some good harmony in it.
Yeah,
it really does.
Just kidding, Google. Do not present that to me on Spotify or any other streaming platform.
No, I'll send it to him.
DM it to me. Speaking of Poison, did you see Bret Michaels? He posted a reel the other day, and he's playing "Every Rose Has Its Thorn" on an acoustic guitar, and he's standing knee deep in his own jacuzzi.
Oh, well, no.
He's promoting his tour, and he's like, he sounds okay. He sounds all right. But, yeah, he's like in the bubbling jacuzzi, knee deep, but still dressed like Bret Michaels. This is like the weirdest video.
Well, let me tell you something. Bret Michaels is one of the absolute nicest celebrities that we've ever done anything with. And we've done several things with him. I bet – I've probably had more contact with him and Rob Thomas than any other celebrities of any form.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both, Rob Thomas is not what you'd just call super sweet.
Yeah.
But he's cool. He's a cool guy.
Yeah, he's nice.
And he's not a diva of any kind.
Yeah.
Bret Michaels is a sweet person. He's just a genuinely nice person.
Mm-hmm.
But, being in his jacuzzi, playing an acoustic guitar, singing "Every Rose Has Its Thorn."
Yeah.
You talk about staying true to your art. I mean, that's him,
I would turn up the volume on the video, but I think that'd get us something.
You get flagged or something.
Yeah, it's just a funny thing.
That is, yeah. Now.
That's fun.
Okay.
How does he look? Who? He still looks so damn good. People love him.
Yeah. Now, who did that make you think of immediately when you saw it?
Come on.
If Ace had a jacuzzi and could have played the guitar, that video would have already been out there.
Please. I mean, maybe in a similar outfit, too. I mean, cowboy hat, sleeveless shirt, black sleeveless shirt, denim, a lot of jewelry, bracelets. And I mean, this is right out of Ace's closet.
Yeah.
Or vice versa.
Mm-hmm. He just needed a hot tub.
That's right.
A jacuzzi.
You mind his calling his assistant? Fire up that koozie. I got an idea. Yeah.
Well, and if Ace were alive and he just saw that, he'd be copying it. He'd be, I need to do that.
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Time for a little bit of every rose during the jacuzzi jam.
Yeah. He would just be torn as to whether he was going to, you know, wear a Bret Michaels outfit or a Chris Angel outfit. Right. I don't care what you say. Chris Angel looks cool.
Yeah. And should I do an original this time or should I still stick with the covers? I might do an original in the koozie. Yeah, he would love that.
Yeah. But I'm going to have to go listen to that now, see how it sounds.
I mean, he's all right. He sounds okay.
Yeah. Good.
Mm-hmm. Still looks good. Still looks like he did 20 years ago.
Yeah. And you know, he's got a bad case of the diabetes.
Is that right? He's got the diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
Diabetes. Yeah. It's maybe why he got the jacuzzi.
Maybe, but I mean, he's got like Nick Jonas kind of diabetes.
Oh, really?
Even worse, though. I mean, there have been times when he almost died on stage and all kinds of stuff.
No way.
Yeah. Does that mean your sugar's low?
You know what?
I think it is, right? Because then that's when you give the insulin, and that's sugar, basically, right? And or they give you a piece of candy or something.
Yeah. Juice box, yeah. Something like that.
I had a friend that thought that if somebody was going into the diabetic shock, you gave them candy to keep them from swallowing their tongue.
Oh, wow. Like,
yeah, that's...
It's not
I just assume they put that candy on their mouth and they push their tongue up on the roof of their mouth, they won't swallow their tongue. No, that's not why
Whoa! Not why people, easy mistake to make, I guess.
Okay. I guess.
It's Extra Extra Funny with TJ and Riggins.
Now Trending is sponsored by Tico Socks, one of the most eco-friendly outdoor brands on the planet. They make socks for all your adventures. Save 15% off your Tico Socks order at tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout. It's Tico Socks.
Get the latest Extra Funny episode at tjriggins.com, all major podcast platforms, and on YouTube. Thank you for joining us.
In 3, 2, 1.
This is TJ and Riggins.
There's a new TJ and Riggins show each weekday morning at the new tjriggins.com, sponsored by our new favorite non-alcoholic cocktail, RSRV Collective. Get 30% off using code TJ at the deals page at tjriggins.com.
Hangovers are never fun, trust me, especially when you're over 30. My friends from Liqueur are dedicated to eliminating hangovers for everyone. Liqueur is a drinking gummy containing DHM, an extract from the Japanese raisin tree. It's a great ingredient that combats the negative side effects from drinking, and it's also loaded up with electrolytes. Simply chew up a few gummies between drinks, and boom, you're good to go the next morning. Right now, you can get 20% off your order by heading to tjriggins.com/deals and use promo code TJ at checkout.